You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, we need to talk about Pro Football Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson here in this video. Now, when we talk about O.J., you know the story is going to be kind of interesting, but is this the end of O.J. Simpson? We need to ask that question, guys, because the story out there is pretty much saying that this man is on death's door. Now, the juice is what? 76 years old. He's not a spring chicken. He's old. He actually looks pretty good for his age, by the way. But O.J. Simpson and hospitalists, man, whenever O.J. actually does kick the bucket, I don't know how many tears are actually going to be shared for O.J. Simpson, because a lot of people believe this man murdered his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman back in 1994. Can you guys believe it's been almost 30 years? It's actually going to be 30 years this year, I believe in June. I never forget, man, I was actually watching the NBA Finals because the Rockets were actually playing the Knicks. They cut off the game to air O.J. Simpson on a low-speed highway chase. Yeah, it was bizarre. I'll never forget that, guys. But my Rockets day actually did win the NBA title. Well, apparently, guys, and news is getting out there, is that O.J. Simpson has now been diagnosed with cancer. Prostate cancer, actually, and that he's undergoing chemo. Now, the question is this story true? I guess we'll kind of find out from O.J. himself. It's out there, man. It's on TMZ. It is everywhere. So let's go ahead, guys, and talk about it. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday. We had a lot of fun on today's member stream with Rhodes and Mick. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. This is on local10.com. O.J. Simpson diagnosed with cancer undergoing chemo. That is the word right there. Former NFL or football star, actor, and acquitted murderer defendant O.J. Simpson has been diagnosed with cancer, Local 10 News learned Friday. According to sources, Simpson, 76, who previously lived in South Florida, was diagnosed with prostate cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy in Las Vegas. Simpson has been reportedly telling his friends and family that he's been hearing rumors that he's in hospitalist care, but announced on X that that is not the case. He says he plans to host a ton of friends for the Super Bowl on Sunday. So the juice, the real OJ32 on X, put out this video right here. Let's go ahead and play it.
Hey, X-World, hospice? Hospice? You talking about hospice? No, I'm not in any hospice. I don't know who put that out there, but whoever put that out there, I guess it's like the Donald Sink. Can't trust the media. In any event, I'm hosting a ton of friends for the Super Bowl here in Las Vegas. And all is well, you know? So, hey, guys, take care. Have a good Super Bowl weekend.
So that is the juice right there. Now, if you paid attention to that clip, he never said that he was not diagnosed with cancer or prostate cancer. He just said that he wasn't in hospitalist. That's pretty much it. So he very, very well may actually have prostate cancer. I mean, he's an older guy. I've actually known a few people with prostate cancer. You can actually still, go to work and everything with that. But hospice care, clearly he's not in hospice. Okay, that's pretty clear right there. And his spirits still seem to be up. But he never said that he wasn't diagnosed with cancer. Now, OJ lives in Vegas. He's going to be having a Super Bowl party right there. But I was pretty stunned when I saw this news right here. I believe that he probably does have it. Maybe. I don't know. I really don't. But the man's not in hospice. That's pretty clear right there. Even though if you actually watch the thumbnail, because I got the thumbnail from TMZ, they had OJ walking with a cane, and there's multiple pictures out there. Could have been him actually, you know, going to get treatment, you know, for cancer. It's possible. But OJ Simpson did not deny that he did not have cancer. So we'll have to pay attention and see what actually happens when with OJ Simpson. Man, it's sad, man, because OJ Simpson, from a football standpoint, is an all-time great running back. I mean, the man ran for 2,000 yards during a 14-game season. Think about that. We're at, what, 17 games now? We've had some 2,000-yard running backs before. Those are really in 16-game seasons. This man did it in 14. He was a tremendous athlete, but the younger people out there don't remember OJ as a great running back. They remember him as a man that got away with murder. Think about that. Everybody knows OJ as a man that got away with murder. You know, and also he went to prison for stealing his own stuff. I mean, that's crazy, man. That is going to be the legacy of OJ Simpson. A man that got away with murder and went to prison for stealing his own stuff. Stephen A. Smith roasted OJ when OJ went to prison for stealing his own stuff. Yeah. And it's kind of funny because when he got out, the courts actually said, yeah, that's the stuff. And they gave it back to him. But the man still went to jail for that. Funny, right? Funny. But apparently, OJ Simpson is not in hospice yet. He probably does have cancer. He may have prostate cancer. I don't really know. I wish he would actually have confirmed that. But OJ gave us none of that. He just said that he's going to have a Super Bowl party and that he wasn't in hospice. That's pretty much it right there. So you guys be the judge. Do you guys believe that OJ Simpson has cancer? Let us know down in the comment section below. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.